This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Monday, December 28th, 2009. And my nose is snuffy because it turned cold here today. Jeez, we had some nice days over the weekend. Got up to like 50 degrees, but today, holy crap, it dropped down to like 32 degrees and it's really windy. And tomorrow, I think we're under a wind advisory or something like that. Anyway. I usually podcast on Sundays to tell you about the weekend, but I just didn't have much to talk about yesterday, so I said I'll just wait until today. Although I did write a little post on my blog about differences, because I was talking about Big Love, watching Big Love on HBO, and this documentary, National Geographic, about the Ku Klux Klan. But anyway, that's what I was doing on Sunday. I also was actually spent the whole weekend working on all the archives for Archer Radio, and oh, there's my email. I don't know if you heard that or not, but I got a ding saying, got my email. Yep, junk. Anyway, so I was working on the archives for Archer Radio and the Archer Video, all of the videos and podcasts that I had separated on the two different websites, Archer Radio and Archer Video, have been integrated into just Archer.com, but yet they had issues with the way they were coded. So I went through each individual one and recoded them, you know, so I have 1,026, 1,027 podcasts. So I think I had to do like 900 of them by hand, which is fine because I set up a template and just did it really fast. It didn't take, well, I say it didn't take too long, but it took me the whole weekend. But now, if you were to go to any month in the archives and, you know, choose a month, all of the podcasts will come up, all the videos will come up, everything. You can click right on them and listen to them. So you can listen to every Archer Radio all the way back to number one. You can see all my videos all the way back to the first one. Actually, I started posting videos before I posted podcasts. So I was a video blogger before I was a podcaster. Mm-hmm. That makes me go to a different topic about blogging. I got an email from a guy who blogs a little bit. His blog is Buddy Graham, buddygraham.blogspot.com, and he sent me an email saying, you know, where are you going to take your blog in the new year, in 2010? You know, where are you going to do anything? What are your plans for the blog in 2010? And I wrote him back saying, well, no major changes, except that I'm going to stop posting those daily pictures because I'm getting really tired of them. And plus, I totally fucked up the numbers on them. I don't know how I did that. But I got up to, I think it was, up to Christmas Day. And it was like 354. And that's like, it was totally wrong. It should have been 359. So somewhere I'm 5 days off on the stupid, you know, oops, there's another thing. Yeah. I don't know if you're hearing those words or not, those sounds. Anyway. What was I saying? Oh yeah, you know, because I started last year, I was taking Walt's idea of posting a picture every day, taking a picture of myself or some part of me every single day, and then posting it on the blog so that I would have a new post every single day. And I have done that religiously. I don't like that word. I have done that continuously every day of this year, 2009. I have a picture on my blog every single day. And I'm somewhere in the picture, or some part of my body is in the picture. And that would include videos that I posted, because I would be in the video. In any case, I've decided I'm not going to continue that in 2010. I am going to spend a little bit more time writing things, because I want to share my opinions. And when I don't do a podcast, I want to write about them. Like when I didn't do a podcast on Sunday, I wrote about this thing about differences on the blog. and still posted my picture. But I'm going to, I will still be posting pictures and stuff. But I told him in the email that my blog will continue. I'm going to continue doing podcasts, continue doing videos, and continue posting my photography. But hopefully in the new year, I'll be writing more instead of just posting a picture. Now, I have been doing my blog since 2003. Is that how far the archives go back? Let me see. All the way, yes, to November 2003. So, 6 years and a month, which is pretty good. I really have no desire to stop. Now that I've got the blog, you know, easily updatable with WordPress, and I can email posts or I can post from anywhere as long as I have an internet connection, I'm going to keep the podcast going. So, yeah. Anyway, so that's what I worked on over the weekend, and that was the email that I worked on. Actually, my voice sounds a little not shaky, it sounds like a little scratchy. I also contemplated bringing back the chat room, and I think I tweeted about it. I actually, at one point, had the chat room back up there, but it was not working for a couple of minutes, so I've actually taken it down. But I'm toying with the idea of doing the chat room and then maybe doing a live show every once in a while, but I would totally have to get back to that, because I think I still have the Nicecast software on here? Oh my god, I don't. I deleted that software. Crap, I paid for that. Why did I delete that? Or maybe it was called something else. I don't see it. In any case, I was thinking about that I might do that because I want to join Arthur's chat shows and maybe. But anyway, the whole point of this was that I was working on getting the chat room back up on the website, and I tried, but I was telling Arthur in Twitter, I cannot find the original software that I used to create the chat room. I can't find the original website. I can't find the original directions. I can't find any of that stuff because it. I remember I was at the boyfriend's house. I was just playing around with it, and I was able to create a chat room like in a couple of minutes, and it was so easy. Now I'm finding it extremely hard to do, and I don't know what I'm doing differently. But so anyway, I can't remember. I know it was called an Ajax chat room, and I have got all kinds of links, and Arthur sent me a link, and none of them are the same that I remember seeing in the summertime, or I don't remember it being this difficult to set up in the summertime. So I spent a lot of time working on the chat room, and to actually in the end not have it work the way I wanted it to work, so I deleted it. But besides that, I didn't do much this weekend. I watched a couple movies, watched all those documentaries I was telling you about, and I watched on demand Big Love on demand, because Big Love on HBO is coming back in on January 10th. And now that I have HBO free for a year, I want to watch that show again. Because when I had HBO free the last time 2 years ago, I watched, or it was 3 years ago, whenever Big Love started, that's when I had HBO. And I watched the whole first season, and then I quit paying for HBO. I didn't pay for it. My free thing went on and off, and I didn't want to pay for it. So that's the only way I'm doing it, is I'm not paying for it, because I will not pay for HBO. Anyway, so now that I have HBO back, I used HBO on demand and watched all of season 3. They didn't have season 2 on their on-demand system, so I couldn't see season 2, but I saw all of season 3, so I'm actually all caught up, because season 4 starts January 10th, so I will be all, you know, up and ready to go. And I like that show, but it was actually the idea for writing my blog on Sunday about the differences in people, and how, you know, everyone's different, like the Mormons, the KKK, all these people are different. And I don't care about the differences as long as they don't push their differences on me. Like, I don't like it if when Mormons try to recruit you into their religion, or the KKK tells you that you're wrong for thinking differently than they do, so on and so forth. Anyway, you can go back and read it on the blog. I don't know why my voice is so scratchy tonight. So that's pretty much what I did on the weekend, and I didn't podcast, but I'm podcasting now. Now, today, what did I do today? I think I was kind of lazy. No, I had to pay bills. I did laundry. Oh, I went. Oh, I know what I did. I went to check the P.O. box, and I had two Christmas cards in there. One from David B. from the Occasional Fags, and one from Holly from Wear Me Because You're Stupid. And I felt so bad because I didn't go to the mailbox. I haven't been there since the day before Christmas, I think. So I feel bad. Those cards were sitting in the P.O. box the whole time. So Holly and David B., I'm so sorry, but I did send you cards. I put them in the mail today, so they're going to be late, like a belated Christmas, so I'm sorry about that. But thank you for sending me the cards. I really appreciate it. That was sweet of you guys. So I did that, and then this afternoon I decided that I was going to walk down to Jason's Deli, is not too far from my house, and have dinner, and then go to Starbucks and use a Starbucks card to get a peppermint hot chocolate. So I went to Jason's Deli, and I got the chicken pasta something. It's like cube chicken with pasta and some kind of sauce, plain sauce. I don't know what it was. But anyway, it was cheese on top, like a Oswego cheese or something like that. Anyway, that was very good. And I was sitting there all nice and quietly just eating my pasta and chicken. And then this young girl came. And the place, well, first of all, I went at like 5 o'clock, so the place, there was nobody in there. There was like maybe two people eating, and we were all like separated, far apart from each other. Well, this girl comes in, and she gets her salad from the salad bar, and she sits down right next to me, literally the table that's like 6 inches from me. And I'm looking around thinking, hello, this entire place is empty, and you choose the seat that's right next to me? Isn't that a little odd? She doesn't, you know, acknowledge me or say hi or anything. She just like plops herself down. Well, then after she gets her salad from the salad bar, she sits back down and pulls out her phone and starts calling people. And she's talking so fucking loud. I think it's rude, by the way, just, you know, to be talking on your phone so near people. But she was talking so fucking loud. Now, I'm going to be really, probably a little bit racist here, but she was a foreigner. And I'm sorry, but does anybody else notice how foreigners talk really loud in public, whether they're talking to each other or talking on the phone? They just talk so loud. I mean, is it just me? Has anybody else noticed that? Foreigners do that. And I don't mean, you know what, I should qualify that. I don't mean all foreigners, because Asians are actually very quiet in public. It's the, all like the Middle Eastern people, Iraqis, Afghanistans, Iranians, all, you know, not just that area, but like Israelis, all those people, all from the Middle Eastern areas. And I don't know all the different nationalities, but people of that descent are very loud when they talk, either in their own language or in English, and it drives me fucking crazy. Yes, go ahead, call me a racist, I don't care, but that's what I notice. And you know what they say about stereotypes. If it wasn't true, it wouldn't be a stereotype. Or whatever that, I don't know, forget it. In any case, the point is that this girl, maybe it's just because she's so young. No, because older people do it too. She was just blabbing away really loud. And I turned to her and looked at her and gave her the stereo look like, shut up. But I didn't actually say shut up. I was coming to the end of my meal, so I'm just like, oh God, I'll just get up and get out of here. But I had such a nice meal by myself. I'm sitting there enjoying my dinner, and I was watching CNN on their TV. And it was very nice. So anyway, after that, I went over to Starbucks, and I had three Starbucks cards that I've had in my wallet forever. And I keep meaning to, since it's the winter time now, to get a peppermint hot chocolate, because I love peppermint hot chocolate. And I was also looking for a new mug, because I like to have hot chocolate at my house too, but I like a really big mug so I can make hot chocolate in. And I have one, but it was dirty in the dishwasher, so I'm too lazy to wash it. But I wanted to have another one in case, you know, twice in one day I have the, I don't know, whatever. So I picked up one of their mugs off their display, and it was like $12. And I said, holy fuck, this is expensive. I mean, it was a substantial size mug, and it was very heavy ceramic, whatever. So I was like, okay, whatever. Plus, I have these gift cards, and they're not, you know, it's not like I'm paying for it. Well, I get up there, and I see, you know, I have a small peppermint hot chocolate and this mug. Well, he rings up the mug, and it's only $4.99. So I'm thinking, oh, cool, must be on sale. So the hot chocolate was like $1.90, something like that. I don't even remember what that was. The whole bill was like $6. And I was like, okay, well, I have this gift card. And then he rings it through and goes, okay, you have $46 left on this gift card. I was like, what? $46? That means someone probably racked up. Well, that's crazy. Like $50 on a gift card. I'm thinking to myself, geez, who gave me this card? So I have a card now that has $46 on it for Starbucks. And I barely ever go there. So I'm going to have to get some more peppermint hot chocolates this winter. And I walked down to the Jason's Deli and to Starbucks. And it was very cold and windy. So on my way back, the hot chocolate in my hand actually felt good. But of course, by the time I got home, it was cold. I still drank it anyway. It didn't really matter. And then this evening, I finished paying my bills and I did a little cleaning and ran the dishwasher. And then I started watching my DVDs of The Presidents that was on the History Channel. I kind of think that was it last year. I'm not sure if I bought it myself or if a listener bought it for me last year off of my Amazon wish list. I can't remember, but I have watched that DVD set probably 5 or 6 times. And I watched, that's why I'm podcasting actually so late tonight, is because I was watching The President's DVD. And actually I was on Wikipedia following the different presidential elections as they moved from one president to the next, and reading up about interesting things like Buchanan was the gay one, supposedly the first gay president, and his quote-unquote boyfriend, whatever, was Franklin Pierce's vice president. Just a whole bunch of interesting information that I found very interesting. Even though I've seen those DVDs before, I still find it interesting. Anyway, so I was doing that this evening, and now I'm podcasting. Now, tomorrow, the boyfriend comes home from his trip to Louisiana, and I'm going to pick him up at the airport around 2:30, hopefully. And then on Wednesday, we're actually coming back to my house because we're going out to a lady who has a really nice wine cellar. We're going to do a video for the wine blog and have dinner and have wine with her. And then Thursday, of course, is New Year's Eve. So this is probably the last podcast for 2009. I doubt I would get the boyfriend to talk about... because he'll probably be too tired tomorrow night to podcast anything. I don't know. We'll see. I'll take my iPod with me to his house tomorrow and see if he wants to record. But Thursday night is New Year's Eve, and the boyfriend and I are having a party. And I believe I need to actually email Mark and Shane, because I think Mark and Shane are coming. But I think we have 9 or 11. I can't remember. 9 or 11 people coming to New Year's party on Thursday night. And then Thursday into Friday, we're supposed to have some wintry mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain, wintry mix of stuff. Not like the snowstorm we had the weekend before Christmas. No, this is just supposed to be a light mix of something. So our guests will have to be very careful. So then this will be the last podcast of 2009, probably. And then we'll ring in the new year for 2010 on Friday. And I don't actually know what we're going to do this weekend. I don't know that I should actually look on the calendar, because I think we even put some dates on the calendar. No, we have nothing on our January 2nd and 3rd calendar. I'll have to put something on the calendar. Maybe we'll go to a winery or something. We haven't been to a winery forever. Well, we'll work it out. Anyway, so if this is the last podcast for 2009, I hope everyone had a wonderful 2009. I actually don't think it was too bad. I thought it was pretty good with starting in January with Barack Obama being elected president or being inaugurated president, and things starting to move. So 2009 has not been that bad. I'm hoping, of course, that 2010 will be even better in terms of the economy, because I need a raise next year. And I know it's not going to happen, but something's got to happen, because I just paid my bills and my condo fee went up $34 and. I know, I complain about not having money at all. Well, I'm not buying anything, so I don't have any money to buy anything, and I want to pay off the credit cards this year. So that will probably happen. Anyway, I'm just rattling on as usual. But I want to wish you a very happy new year, if I don't talk to you before then. And Be safe and enjoy the new year. So, boys and girls, that's all for today. Until next time, bye.